You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
10, 9, 8, 7, ignition sequence started. All engines are started. We have ignition, 2, 1, 0, we have a liftoff. We have a liftoff and it's lighting up the area. It's just like daylight here at Kennedy Space Center as the Saturn V is moving off the pad. It is now clear of the tower.
Hello and welcome to the White Rocket Podcast, brought to you by White Rocket Entertainment in association with the Earth Station One Network. It's one long conversation with a variety of guests about the best of popular culture. 4 years, 4 years of the White Rocket Podcast. I'm Van Allen Plexico, and this week we celebrate the 4th year and the 100th episode of this program with a special presentation. Several former guests and friends of the show have sent in brief remarks, mostly in reply to 2 questions that I posed to them. 1, what is your favorite topic we've done in the first 100 episodes? And 2, what would you most like to see discussed in the next 100? I want to thank everyone who sent in clips for this episode, and I also want to thank you, our listeners. Even our least popular episodes tend to average several hundred downloads from various sources, and I can't tell you how much it means to me and to our co-hosts and guests that so many of you seem to enjoy the show. One particular challenge that this show has always presented from the very beginning in terms of growing an audience and keeping an audience is that we don't have just one topic. We talk about all sorts of things. And what might be interesting to one person is probably not interesting to another. And someone who tunes in for our James Bond episodes might not care anything about superheroes or about Game of Thrones and vice versa. So I'm frankly amazed we have as many listeners, regular listeners, as we do. That is awesome. And I and my many co-hosts and guests appreciate you taking the time to listen. We know that not everything we do is everyone's cup of tea. If this was just a James Bond show or just an Avengers show or something like that, or just a Game of Thrones show or just a comic show, then we would probably have a bigger regular audience because people would find they would know that they could come here to find the thing that they really like the best. You guys that come back just to hear what we're talking about every couple of weeks, we appreciate you so much. That is fantastic. And I think it's a credit to the quality level that my co-hosts and guests have brought to this show, and I'm really pleased with all the various people we've managed to have on here and plan to have on in the future. Before we get into the audio messages, though, I thought you might like to quickly know a little behind the scenes of what it takes to get this show put together every episode. You might think we just record it and post it and that's it, but it's a little more complicated than that. So I'm going to quickly run down from the very beginning to the very end how we do one episode of the White Rocket Podcast. Here we go. First, of course, we have to come up with a topic, and that usually involves me. Either something grabs me and I'm like, oh, that would be exciting. We've got to do a show about that. Or I might just look around my bookcase or look around my movie collection or TV show collection, or I might be having a conversation with somebody and something will come up. Or, you know, it could just be like a big movie comes out. And like when Civil War came out, we ended up doing 3 episodes just on Civil War because there was so much to talk about and so many people that wanted to get in, you know, something about it, not to mention me wanting to get in a quick, immediate reaction. So once we have a topic, I have to find the appropriate guest or guests. And I have, you know, quite a pool of associates and friends, fellow authors, podcasters, and other people that I kind of turn to mostly. I mean, John Ringer, of course, has become sort of my go-to semi-regular co-host because he and I already do another show every week during the fall and every 2 weeks the rest of the year. So we have an existing schedule, and schedule is really what it all comes down to. It's just hard to get on the same schedule with people. It's hard to schedule to time that people can be alone. Some people, you know, to be able to do a show. Some people are free in the mornings, and some people are free late at night. And you know, and sometimes it's just hard to match up schedules. So I tend to use several people. Jim Yelton is another that's been on here several times because we are able to, you know, usually get our schedules to match up. And then honestly, that's what it comes down to a lot of the time is I can find somebody that is very knowledgeable, that's good on the air, that will bring a lot to the show. And I usually know several like that, but usually one or two of them are available when we can do the show. So it's a combination of several factors: being a good guest, being a knowledgeable guest, being good on the air, and also being able to come on the show. You know, I'm sure there are plenty of people out there I could get that would be great, but we just can't ever match up our schedule. So it's always a challenge to get together to do the show. We also have to make sure that whoever's coming on has the appropriate technology that we can record them and they'll sound okay, so that you listeners get to experience something that's not unpleasant to listen to because of the technology problems. I have to put together questions and show notes and whatever else we're going to talk about for this show. Then we get together. I usually call them using Skype. Skype is an eternal challenge. It never seems to work the same way twice. They're also constantly updating it, which is another type of challenge I'll get to next. And it just generally, you have to have a really good connection on both ends. You have to have a good line connection. If they're far away, that's all the more likelihood something will go wrong somewhere between here and there. So Skype is always a challenge. I record the call using different audio recording software. Currently, I'm using iFree Skype Recorder. I've used other things over the years. But what happens is they keep changing Skype, and not all the software keeps up with the updates and changes, and it'll just stop working. And some software sounds better than others. I've had software that, frankly, the audio quality was terrible when I finished recording the show. If you've been listening to us from the beginning, you can probably remember some of those episodes. So I'm always looking for the latest and greatest and best available audio technology to make the show sound as good as possible. Once we have a recording file and we're done, I have to find another block of 2 or 3 hours to export the show into Audacity in order to edit it. Audacity is basically the Photoshop of audio files. You can bring it in there and do all kinds of neat things with the audio file. Fade in, fade out, stereo, mono, chop it up, rearrange it, add dozens of tracks on layer upon layer, all kind of neat stuff. So I edit the track, I turn it into a mono file because it records as one of us in each ear, which is no fun to listen to. Sounds like we're on either side of you talking. That'd be disconcerting. Export the whole thing to a WAV file and I run it through Levelator 2. I can't recommend this enough, fellow podcasters. Run your file through Levelator because Levelator evens out the sound. If one person's really loud and one person is really soft, it makes everybody sound the same. So even if you've experienced, you know, limitations and challenges getting your technology up, getting your audio up to that point, Levelator will make it sound like you didn't have that problem, more or less. It's great with things like convention recording, where one person's at the far end of the table and one's right in front of you. It's great for telephone Skype calls, where the person on the phone is very faint compared to the person actually on the microphone, etc. So I love Levelator. I run almost everything I do through Levelator now because it's going to make everything sound better. Then if I want to have some various audio clips or sound effects, like, for example, if we're talking about a movie and I want to stick a trailer or something or whatever, then I will go to YouTube and research and find the audio clip I want. I will download it and convert it to MP3. There's various websites that will do that. Some are better than others. Some are faster than others. Some have spyware going on. You got to be careful with them. But once I get that MP3 file, now I take that file into Audacity. I edit it, get it just the way I want it, probably run it through Levelator. And then comes assembling the entire episode piece by piece. You have the audio track you've recorded with your guest. You have your sound effects and clips. You also have to have like the opening Earth Station 1 clip, the closing Earth Station 1 clip, the opening and closing White Rocket Entertainment clip. I have to record the introduction. We have the White Rocket theme coming in and coming out, and anything else we're going to add on there. So there's lots of little pieces floating around, even for a very simple podcast. Then I save the whole thing. I convert and export it to MP3. I log into the Podbean site and I upload the entire file and I put all the metadata and the show description in there. And I finally upload and post the show. This also posted into iTunes. It's finally done, but you know what? Hardly anybody knows about it unless they subscribe via iTunes or Podbean. So now I have to publicize it. So I go to Facebook, I go to Twitter, I go to various other locations, and I post the fact that the show exists. This takes a good half hour, hour too. Then I can finally start thinking about the next topic for the next episode. So, that's what it takes to do just one episode of the White Rocket Podcast. It really is a labor, but it's a labor of love. And so, remember, I'm doing all that while I'm also doing the same exact thing with the other two shows, the other two podcasts that I now host and produce. And the AU Wishbone takes a lot of work because I have audio sound effects all the way through it. We have clips from football games. There's a lot going on there. That show is a bear to put together, but that's a poor choice of words for an Auburn show, is a bear. It's a monster to put together, but it's worth it. People like it. And now, of course, the Avengers podcast, which has just gotten started, so I haven't got a feel yet for how much post-production it's going to take, but certainly interviews take a lot of time because you have to record intro and outro and everything else. So, and we do all this for free, so you really have to love what you're doing to put this much work into something and take time away from, you know, actually writing books and other things in order to do it. So, I hope you guys enjoy the show. I appreciate you listening. And now, without further ado, let's go ahead and listen to White Rocket 100, Messages from Friends of the Show.
Podcast. Congratulations, brother. You know, the only thing I can think to say at a moment like this is, what took you so long? I mean, seriously, 100 episodes, and it feels like it was years ago that I was on your show. But seriously, congratulations, Van. I know that you have worked really hard on this and all your other stuff that you have going on with White Rocket, and it's amazing to me that now you're starting another podcast just about the Avengers, which is awesome. Still waiting for my invitation to be on that one. The mail's kind of slow around here, though, so I'm sure it's on its way. But anyway, you asked for things that I would love to be on the show to talk to you about, or topics that I would love to hear you cover in the future. It's interesting because I look back and we've always talked about either comic book movies or Star Trek. And the one thing that we haven't covered yet, because we've done all of the original cast movies, 1 through 6, we haven't talked about the Next Generation movies yet. And I feel like with the 50th anniversary, maybe we need to revisit and kind of close the book on the Star Trek movie discussion and hit those Next Generation movies. Also, two other things that I would love to see covered, and I don't know how many people would love to hear the first one. The second one, I think, would be a huge audience grabber for you. It would be great to talk about non-DC and Marvel superhero fiction, because I mean, not only have you had several other guests on talking about their stuff, but to kind of compare notes with you and just sit down and see your approach to superhero fiction with the Sentinels, because I know other than podcast appearances that you've made, you haven't really talked about the overall approach that you've taken over the 8-9 books that you've written now with these characters, and also to kind of get feedback from other people and maybe do an episode that you break it down into 4 different segments and have a couple of us on who write superhero fiction to talk about our own approaches and get like 10 or 15 minute chunks would be kind of cool. The last thing, this came up this week, as a matter of fact, as I was thinking about some projects of my own. You know, we've talked about on the show that I write a lot of different genres and kind of cross-pollinate just like you do, but I also teach writing, and I'm trying to compile all of my stuff into a book. And one of the things that popped up this week was a chapter that I'm working on about lessons that I learned about writing from being a wrestling fan. And I know you're a huge old school wrestling fan, and it would be cool to sit down and talk to you about some classic wrestling storylines that kind of informed me as a writer and probably informed you as a writer as well, and how that translates to the stuff that we are working on now, and kind of our love of that serialized storytelling that was done in wrestling and how it translates to what we're doing. So those are some things that I look forward to in the next 100 episodes, maybe getting to sit down and talk to you about those. But again, congratulations. It was great being on the ride for the first 100, and I can't wait to see what you've got coming up for the next 100.
I'd like to see more fairy stories about the police. But in lieu of that, I'm always interested in conversations about where, as writers, we can take genre fiction, including comic books, you know, into the future. What hasn't been done, but still maintaining that solid connection to the past and honoring it. Good luck with the future. Thanks.
Howdy, Van and White Rocketeers. I just wanted to say congratulations. This is Mike Gordon from the Earth Station 1 mothership. I want to say congratulations to you on 100 episodes. That is no easy feat, as anybody who's done podcasting knows. And it's a great thing. We love having the White Rocket as part of the ESO network. I think I can speak for my director Faber as well. And it's just a great thing. Not only are you a great friend, but you're a great podcaster. Your interviews are fantastic. I particularly love to listen to the episodes that you do with John Ringer, the James Bond ones, as well as the Game of Thrones ones. Those are always interesting to me. I also particularly really like the episodes that you do where, you kind of give us a little bit of, the behind the scenes on your writing process. In addition to your fine work as a podcaster, I am also a fan of your writing. So anything that, peels back the pages and we get a look at your style as well as, your process is interesting to me as a writer myself, but also I think it gives everybody else a sort of inside look as to how that works. Because, you know, a lot of people just think, hey, words appear on pages magically, and I wish it was that easy. But in any case, I wish you all the best going forward on your books as well as on your podcast. Let's try to do 100 more. And I have been honored to be on your show a couple times, and I would love to be on your show again at some point, so I look forward to that, as well as listening to you and your podcast down the road. So thanks again, congratulations, and yeah, we'll see you sometime on the mothership.
Thank you. Hey, this is Ralph L. Angelo Jr. I'm the author of such books as the Cagliostro Chronicles series, Hyperforce, My Enemy Myself, Redemption of the Sorcerer, Torog the Warrior, as well as the Grim Spectre. I'm here to congratulate Van Allen Plexico on the 100th edition of the White Rocket Podcast. This is a big moment for Van. This is a labor of love for him doing these podcasts. He puts a lot of effort into them, as well as a lot of time. It's not easy doing a podcast. You know, people don't understand that or realize that. There is a lot of preparation, as well as just a lot of time involved. So give Van a big pat on the back for doing such a great job and bringing all these fantastic genre of fiction guests to the table, to, you know, to into your home. There's stuff here that you can't hear anywhere else. It's just, you know, it's a labor of love for him. So, once again, 100th edition of the White Rocket Podcast. Wow. That's awesome. Congratulations, Van. Let's hope for another 500 on top of that. Keep up the great work. You're keeping people entertained. Once again, this is Ralph L. Angelo Jr. saying, congratulations, Van, and keep the ball rolling. Rock on.
Hey Van, this is James Palmer of JamesPalmerBooks.com. I really enjoyed your podcast. I think probably one of my favorites from the last 100 episodes was the where you talked about the Ready Player One book, and also the one where you and I discussed the whole Hugo controversy. I would love to hear you do an episode when the Ready Player One movie comes out. About, you know, a review of that and your reaction to that, and I'd love to volunteer to be on that one with you. Here's to another 100 episodes. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hello, White Rocket Podcast. This is George Gaston. Always enjoy tuning in. Certainly have enjoyed recent podcasts regarding Star Wars. My favorite has to be the Avengers, and I'm very excited to be listening to the Avengers Assemble podcast coming up in the future. Something I might like to hear you cover in coming White Rocket podcasts would be Lord of the Rings or maybe Harry Potter. Thanks for all the work we do. We really enjoy listening to you. Thanks.
This is Jim from Tampa, and I would like to congratulate the White Rocket Podcast on show number 100. That is an astounding achievement. I really love the shows. It's a highlight to be able to listen and get educated on all that is comics and sci-fi related. I'm really loving the Avengers podcast as well. And I always enjoy listening to the podcast when it comes from Dragon Con. That's always fun to listen to. You've done a really good job. And here's hoping that we get to listen to 100 more. Congrats.
Hey Van, Michael Bailey here of Views from the Long Box, wanting to wish you a very happy 100th episode. We've known each other for well over a decade now, mainly through Dragon Con, and I remember years ago thinking, why hasn't Van started up a podcast yet? Because he's got the personality for it, he's got the knowledge for it, he's got the varied interests that would make, kind of a general, if you'll excuse the expression, geek show, you know, right up his alley. And now here you are 100 episodes later. And that is fantastic. And I really hope that you make it to 200. And looking at how everything's going, I have every bit of faith that you will. You have covered a wide variety of subjects, some that I'm into, some that I'm not. But it always seems to be entertaining nonetheless. So I hope that you have a very happy 100th episode, and hopefully I'll be doing this again soon for the 200th. Happy anniversary!
Hey, Van, this is David Wright. I appreciate the opportunities I've had to come on as a guest a few times in this show. I've always enjoyed doing that. But as a regular member of your listening audience, I would say that my favorite episodes are any time that you're dealing with movies or comics. And going forward, I would say I'd like to see more episodes devoted to the Avengers comic books, but I know that with your new Avengers Assemble podcast, that topic's going to get covered exhaustively over there. Well, I'm looking forward to watching that show grow. I would say over here on the White Rocket, if there's one area of pop culture that I'd like to see explored, I think I would definitely have to say The X-Files. It's one of my favorite shows of all time, and I'm sure a lot of members of your audience feel the same way. So hopefully you can make that happen. Thanks a lot, and I look forward to the next 100 episodes.
Van, congratulations on 100 shows, buddy. Glad I was able to make it in for one to talk about Space 1999, one of our favorite shows. keep fighting the good fight, launching the White Rockets, and FAB, my brother. Take care.
Hi, this is John Ringer, and I'm here to talk about my favorite episodes of White Rocket over the first 100 and what I look forward to in the future. I guess, for me, two things. One, Van and I's Game of Thrones discussions and where those books relate to the TV show and how much we enjoy that and where we think it's going to go in the future. And then we had a great conversation about Dune also at one point that I thought was wonderful, and I really enjoyed that. And then also I really enjoyed at one point when Van had my son Ethan Ringer on to talk about the Avengers animated series, and I know they're planning to do that for the new Avengers podcast again, and I look forward to that discussion because that was really fun to hear also. So that's what I look forward to, and I really enjoyed the discussions with the different authors and stuff on the White Rocket podcast, and I look forward to more good stuff in the future.
That was awesome. Thanks again to all the co-hosts, the guests, the friends of the show who've come on over the past 4 years, and especially to all our listeners. That's you guys. We will see you all again with White Rocket 101. I can't believe it. White Rocket 101. We've got all three digits now coming up very soon. In fact, it's already in the can. It's already done. It's edited. It's ready to roll. It's been waiting for this episode to be finished. It will be Ranking the James Bond Theme Songs, Part 1 with John Ringer. Yes, another James Bond episode. Those are very popular. We'll keep mixing in lots of stuff, but of course, I'll do James Bond as long as it's exciting to me and John and people want to hear it. So, all right, the Rocket's going to get on out of here for another week. We will see you all down the road with our second 100 episodes.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at ESONetwork.com.
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.